short verse, but in the context, Paul is writing to the church at Colossae and giving instruction on the relationship of servants to masters. And even though servants were in a situation in that day and age of being completely controlled by their masters and by Roman law had no recourse whatsoever, the instruction of the New Testament is nonetheless that they do what they do heartily. They do what they do unto the Lord. They recognize, at least within their own minds, that while they do have a earthly master, but they also have a heavenly one. And the heavenly one is who they are to be serving and who they are to be pleasing. And in that regard, everything that they would do in service to that master, short of something that the master would ask of them to do to be sinful, of course, would be something that they could do in service to the Lord. And in recognizing that they have that service to the Lord, then they can do the things that they're called to do, no matter how small those things might be. Well, today we have similar situations in our lives as well. We go about our daily business, and a lot of times, daily business